Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, grim news. The U.S. death toll from the novel coronavirus Tuesday exceeded the 58,220 lives, that's American lives, lost during the Vietnam War as cases topped 1 million. The actual number of cases, of course, is thought to be higher. And yet we are seeing this push to reopen areas of the country and to get the economy running. And that's running up against, as the Washington Post says, wary workers and consumers.
Well, that's right. Look, David, this thing is very prevalent. For people who think that if the incidence is going down, that means we're all over, we are not. You know, you go into a store and you see everybody wearing a mask at this stage of the game, and it's still not enough. We're all growing a little paranoid, no question about that, because we think that this thing can affect us and our families and everybody else. And we all know somebody who either had it or thought they had it or had to go and get tested because they had a temperature, that kind of thing. Listen, nobody is immune from having to deal with this. So we have a population which is scared, and we have a president who is incapable of decent leadership, and he has his followers, and they are blinded to the charisma of a president who says, I can do this, and who cannot.
Well, and you referenced everyone wearing a mask, and yet we see the very top leadership, Vice President Mike Pence, touring the Mayo Clinic and flouts its rule, says the Times, that all visitors wear a mask. We, of course, see them not social distancing in these briefings, not practicing what they're preaching.
Well, look, this is a very difficult thing. You put the mask on, and we're not used to it yet. We think people who are wearing masks are abnormal. They're not. They're doing exactly what they should be doing, and yet it's fairly scary. We just are outside the boundaries of what we usually accept. You know, David, we're just talking months here. We're not talking years and years of going through this. Now, for the vice president or the president to be ignoring the rules is ridiculous. This is where a leader is supposed to say, I'm going to do what I want you to do, instead of saying, you know, I'm macho enough not to have to do this, or I'm privileged enough not to have to do this. So your point is a good one, and either people will see it for what it is and say, this is not right, or they'll say, well, what a guy.
Dr. Fauci was out yesterday talking about how we really need to prepare for this second wave. We need to have things in place because the fall and even into December could be as deadly or more deadly.
I saw him. He made that point, and he was very, very specific that if we ignore it, if we're not prepared, if we don't continue to do preventive things, we're all in great trouble. And here's the president. The president thinks it'll be fine, it'll be going away, and he has to think that because it's the only way he can get reelected. And to him, the idea is ignore it, it'll go away. It won't.
You made the point yesterday that we keep learning new things, like you don't necessarily have to have a temperature to have the virus. Now we see scientists have identified genetic markers of the virus in tiny droplets, adding to the growing evidence that can spread through the air detected in Wuhan hospitals.
I don't think there's any question that this was inevitable. If it's on a plastic surface, it survives for a while. You go into a store and you just say, oh boy, this is a dangerous adventure, and we all know it. And yet we do it because we have to. We have to eat. We have to survive. Now we know it can be airborne, and that's as scary as anything else. That's why the mask is so important, but it's not perfect, not by any means. Things come in beside the mask, outside the mask, and it is something we're all aware of.
Alan, you're scheduled to speak with Jesse McKinley of the New York Times for your Capital Connection program this week. He's got an interesting story in the paper today. The headline, Governors Don't Do Global Pandemics. Cuomo faults others over virus, accusing various world and federal health groups, as well as the news media, including the New York Times, of not sufficiently warning the world of the coronavirus outbreak.
Well, he did go after the Times and everybody else for not having done their jobs. Look, Andrew Cuomo is doing remarkably well. He's reached heroic status with so many people. And the few outliers out there are very unhappy. Yet Cuomo is working very hard, burning the candle at both ends. He has to be careful. This Times article by Jesse McKinley is not flattering, and I'm sure Cuomo is not happy about it. But, you know, if you attack the Times, if you attack the news media, they're going to bite your back. There is no question about that. I've seen it 1,000 times. So Cuomo's tired. You know, he works incredibly hard. He works early in the morning and he works all day long, and he even finds time for us here at WAMC. But you have to be careful not to go too far and not to put yourself in a position where you are inevitably going to burn out.
And he faces a lot of tough choices, right, Alan? I mean, we're already hearing about major cuts to the system. Oh, that's not going to make people happy. They're going to say, come on now, tax the rich, do something more progressive.
Sure. 20% cut in education. You can imagine all those people who work for school districts, all those people who are depending on their jobs. And if you're the school superintendent or the school board, you probably have to make some cuts, and that's going to hurt.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. And we could be hurt. But not if you're there for us, right?
David, I so agree with you. You know, in the last couple of days, a lot of money has come into WAMC. Not enough. We're way behind where we were the last drive. And the reason for that is people were using whatever tax money and advantages they had. We knew that. But now it's the survival of the radio station. And it's the radio station that everybody knows. And we're getting incredible comments from so many people who just are so, well, grateful that we have the radio station, that we all have each other. And this is a time, you go to WAMC.org. It's the only way to do it now, folks. WAMC.org, or you stick a check in an envelope and you send it to WAMC at 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Again, 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or WAMC.org. We're counting on everybody to do something to make this whole.